This is live and local on Belfast Community Radio. We're listening to the Christmas concert of the Penn Bay Singers, recorded December 10th, 2023. We take you back to St. Francis Church for part two of the concert.
Okay, your turn. What we'd like to do is to all sing Silent Night together, and what we're going to do is the chorus is going to sing the first verse in German. Last night we got quizzed. We had two students who were international study students from Germany. And we got notes at the end of the night. So we'll sing the first verse in German. If you would look in your program, find the text there, and sing the second and third verses in English. Jesus Christ compared to an apple tree. Written in England in the mid-1700s, when I first heard this, I sort of stumbled into a rehearsal of the group after they had started for the season, and they were looking around for some directing help to help cover for Rick because he was having a little difficulty. And so I said I would come by, but I had a cold and I couldn't sing, and I sat at the back of the room and I listened. And I heard this piece for the first time. I thought, what a wonderful early American colonial piece. And then I went to Google and researched it so I could talk to you about it today and found out it's not an American colonial piece. It was written in England. But I was right because it didn't fly in England. It sent it over here and it took off. So its spirit was American, although it was born elsewhere. The setting, the musical setting of this has been set to other melodies before. This particular one was written in 1967 by Elizabeth Poston. And it honors the sense of an earlier time, that sense of a colonial. colonial American feeling, and yet it has a little touch. You'll hear some little touches of more contemporary harmonies in there that just kind of touch on things that you would not have heard back then. Snowflakes, and it was a poem written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and I didn't know until I went and looked it up, being from away, that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was born in Portland. Born in Portland in 1807 when Maine was still part of Massachusetts, was still a Maine of Massachusetts province. He was also a professor and a librarian at Bowdoin, which I never would. He obviously was most famous for the poem Song of Hiawatha and Paul Revere's Ride. This arrangement and this setting, this musical setting, was written a long time later, about 250 years later. 1999 was written for high school choirs around Winchester, Virginia, by Daniel Garthrop. It's funny, this is definitely a contemporary setting, and Longfellow is definitely not a contemporary guy. And yet this contemporary composition pulls some things out of the lyrics in this song that really seem to fit nicely. And it's part of that crossover I was talking about earlier, that fabric that knits things together. This is not in any sense a Christmas song. It is. It does capture something special about the dormant downtime of winter that this season brings. There's sometimes that you can capture in winter a sense of things shutting down and things needing to shut down to be quiet for a time. And that's what this song is about. It's very interesting. It's called Balmy Nest. Before I forget it, this one was scored by Richard Doste, our own Richard Doste, who also scored that big Magnificat Latin piece that we sung as the third piece in the first half. It's on a poem from Robert Cranshaw, written in England in 1652. So it goes way back, and you'll find the language is a little arcane. It's one that I might have printed the lyrics in the program, except I didn't want to. But it's had some different settings. This setting was written by Sister Elise from the Community of the Holy Spirit, who I found out last night, which is an Episcopal order in New York City. And I found that out because one of our members, Jillian, knew her and was there and has been and knew her, and she knew somebody else too. We'll find out about that later. Sister Elise graduated from Juilliard, and right after she graduated Juilliard, she entered the convent and helped to co-found that convent in New York. This musical setting could have been written at the same time as the lyric. It was written 400 years earlier. It was written 400 years later. It has this timeless beauty to it that just transcends time and space and culture. Balminess.
Thy home.
in 1963, when I was a lad, Robert Shaw and Robert Russell Bennett put together what might be considered the ultimate Christmas tour de force. It was a four-suite compendium of enough Christmas music to host a party. The Robert Shaw Chorale stands as a landmark in American choral singing, and to many people it remains the gold standard. Uniformity of tone and phrasing and diction covering a whole wide range of different musical styles and eras. We owe a lot as choral singers to the work of Robert Shaw and some of his contemporaries. Thank you to Robert Shaw, and here he is, Many Moods of Christmas.
Thank you.
listening to Live and Local on Belfast Community Radio, where we present concerts recorded live in Waldo County, Maine. We'll be back in the next hour with more from this concert, which is the Penn Bay Singers Christmas Concert 2023. In the meantime, here's some miscellaneous music presented by Ratchet the Robot.